Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, so do you know Scott Wolf at USC?
I do know Scott Wolf. He covers USC, and he gets a lot of flack down there because he tells the truth.
Yeah, he's a renegade.
He's not a honk.
Reporter. His deal is inside USC. And he had a little morning tidbit today that was quite interesting about who USC went after to be the head coach in waiting behind Clay Helton. Now, do you have any guesses?
Who they went out? Well, it's USC.
Now, they wanted... Okay, I'll give you a hint. They were going to hire this guy as defensive coordinator, and they said with the idea that... Because, you know, they have a new AD down there.
Yeah.
So, the new AD's name is Mike Bone.
And no one could understand why the Boner retained Clay Helton, especially with the recruiting situation that they have going on.
The thought is, and he even... Scott Wolf writes this in here.
Yeah.
He says he thinks Mike Bone may make a move with Helton anyway.
Yeah.
No matter what. So this was the idea. Well, it was retain Helton, but we need a coach in waiting if we make a move on Helton, which could happen. So this guy would have been the defensive coordinator, and then he would have been the head coach if they fired Helton.
So it's not going
to... My first guess,
blip, blip.
Monty Kiffin.
They're not...
Monty Kiffin? Is he like 100 years old?
I was
going
to say, you're not turning the program over to Monty Kiffin.
What an exciting time.
It was a joke.
I was trying to think of
I like your joke.
I was trying to think I would assume it has to be some sort of
It was
young,
a very funny joke, Mike.
Young and up-and-coming defensive coordinator.
yes, you're right about that.
I'm trying to think of who.
Like Todd Orlando or something?
Oh, who you got?
It is Chris Richard.
Chris Richard.
Former Seahawks defensive coordinator.
Where's he at now?
Dallas.
The Cowboys.
So this is just Scott Wolf's report, okay? So he's the only one saying this. But he said, I wrote back in January that former USC player, because he played there.
Okay.
That would be why.
I was going to say.
They say former USC player.
Odd thing to go from the Dallas Cowboy coordinator to the USC one, but you're a USC guy.
Well, a lot of people thought that Chris Richard should be a candidate for the Cowboys head coaching job.
Yeah.
He's that highly thought of. Like, he's a stud, young up-and-comer. He says, I wrote back in January that former USC player Chris Richard was a candidate to be hired as defensive coordinator, but a source now tells me the former NFL defensive coordinator was contacted by USC with the plan to bring him aboard and eventually make him the head coach. Richard was offered the defensive coordinator's job and told he would be USC's head coach in waiting. So what happened? Chris wanted the head coaching job now. He did not want to wait. So ultimately, he turned them down.
I don't blame him. That's the most awkward situation in the world. Think about this, right? You're the defensive coordinator of the Dallas Cowboys. And USC comes to you and says, hey, we want you to eventually be the coach. And we've got a guy that we're not really high on. And we don't think he's really going to be there much longer. So come on board and be the defensive coordinator. And when the team tanks and they suck, then we make you the head coach. Well, and then he says, well, what if I do a great job and the defense is really good and all of a sudden we win 10 games? Are you still going to fire him? Well, I don't know. That could be awkward. And why would you want to deal with that sort of conflict with Clay Helton knowing that you're the real head coach in waiting? That just sounds like a disaster of all disasters. USC cannot get out of their own way. I swear to God, that is the worst run major program in college sports.
So Richard's only 40. And I guess it turns out that he was not retained when they fired Garrett. So he's not in Dallas.
Okay, so he's just...
He ain't got no job, yo.
Oh, so he's just sitting on the sidelines.
Yep, and there was talk that perhaps he should be considered for the head coaching job, but they, of course, went with Mike McCarthy. So he has no job. But then Wolf writes, personally, I think it would be awkward for Richard to be defensive coordinator while knowing if the team loses, it would help him become a head coach. There is a school of thought, however, that Mike Bone will make a move even if USC has success this season. I'm sure Graham Harrell is happy Richard turned down USC because he probably envisions himself as a head coach in waiting with his 3-year contract.
What I don't understand with the whole head coach in waiting, why not just go hire the guy you want? If you want Graham Harrell, hire Graham Harrell. If you want
Chris, well, they did.
And we all know Clay Helton's not good.
Oh,
I thought we did.
Well, I guess. I mean, he hasn't been the worst thing, but everyone can agree that he's not the long-term answer there, and he can't recruit for a hill of beans. I just don't understand what the hell USC is doing. There's no excuse for them to not be good. And the weird thing is, if you're USC, there's a lot of people that are high on them and think that they're going to win the Pac-12 this year. And if they do win the Pac-12, then what the hell do you do with Clay Helton? Do you have another year of having the worst recruiting class in the Pac-12, but you're like, hey, we were good this year, so we can't fire him? Or do they win 11 or 12 games and you still have to fire him?
Yeah, what if they do? What if they win 11 and then they're like, yeah, you didn't win the title. Sorry. Here's the door.
It's bizarre world down there. It makes no sense. Ever since Pete Carroll left, I just feel like they have been scrambling to try to reclaim that glory. And the easiest way to reclaim any sort of glory is just hire a really good coach. Hire a good AD that knows what he's doing, that makes smart decisions.
Well, The Boner's pretty highly thought of.
Yeah.
Though. So maybe he will eventually get it right.
And who knows, maybe, you know, with the buyout situation, the fact that they had to pay out, like, was it almost $200 million?
I bet that's what it was.
With the doctor.
Here's what happened.
They had that scandal. He wasn't allowed to make a move.
I'm just going to tell you what happened. I don't know anything about what's going on at USC, but I know this. That dude, Mike Bone, got hired by the new, remember, there's a new president too.
Yeah.
And she's the one that came, I think, from North Carolina. He did her a solid. He kept Helton. Because he needed to put credits in the bank. And so he's like, yeah, I can always fire him down the road. I'll keep him for now. They might be pretty good next year. And I'll take the time to assess the situation. I'm in good graces with her because I save her a little bit of money. And boom, then I can get what I want down the road.
Yeah.
That's what happened.
There's the only explanation.
Tell you that right now.
Only explanation for keeping
the boner.
Clay,
that's how the boner's playing his cards.
Yeah. Do you think he secretly wants them to be bad this year so it's easier to fire Clay Helton? Didn't they just get
probably
done?
This? But again, it goes back to your whole point. Just if he wants to fire him, just fire him.
But did you hear what I just said though? You didn't.
No.
Okay. Well, I don't need to repeat it.
You don't need to.
But
we all understand. There's
politics, and he's new, and the new president was trying to save money and had to deal with this whole
settlement deal with the sexual
scandal.
Assault victims with the doctor.
So punt for a year.
Yeah.
That's fine. You'll still get a good coach.
What's weird
and
is
that way Bone can sit and assess.
It's just weird because they're supposed to be good this year, and yet they want to get rid of the coach regardless of what happens. And I'd like to point out they just got done putting together the 12th best recruiting class in the Pac-12.
Isn't that
and
getting
although
better?
Apparently
though?
They've been doing okay.
Yeah,
it's getting
better.
Kids to decommit and go to USC.
By the way, we do have an exclusive quote from Clay Helton about that.
Yeah. And he seems like such a nice man, but
he couldn't be any nicer.
He just seems so out of his element.
He's very pleasant
in running a program, especially one as high profile as USC.
You know what? Here's the thing that needs to be stated too about him. He gets crapped on.
Yeah.
He's not horrible.
No.
He really isn't.
But to be
his
fair,
record is 40-22.
But this is my point. I feel like you can take any halfway decent coach, put him at USC, and have that record. I really do.
Most of them have, right? Like Kiffin did all right.
Yeah, there's not. It's really
Sark did all right.
It's really hard to be really bad at USC. It just is.
Who's the worst coach they had?
Ooh, I don't know. You'd have to go way back. I know they went through some rough patches in the 90s.
So from PD, all they've had is Kiffin,
Sark.
Kiffin, Sark, Ogeron for part of a year,
and then
Clay Helton.
Yeah,
that's
and none of them have been horrific.
No, and Pete Carroll's like their sixth choice or something.
Yeah, and you
after
know,
Paul Hackett.
And then the other weird thing is, you know, you've set such a ridiculously high bar. I hope USC has gotten out of the whole hey. We're trying to find the next Pete Carroll.
I'm looking at the list of their seasons.
Pretty much
the
every
only coach,
that
didn't have success was Paul Hackett.
Well, he was 19-18. But yeah, I mean, I remember Paul Hackett. He's
every coach there has had 3 or 4 seasons of 9 or 10 wins.
Yes,
every single one.
Every coach has a winning record with the exception of Don Clark.
Thus my point.
Don in the late 50s was a schlub.
Give me anyone that's halfway decent and you can win at USC.
Oh, and Sam Barry in 1941 only went 2-6-1.
He sucks. But can't you just look at Clay Helton and be like, look, it's winning 7, 8, 9 games isn't good enough for USC, and that's what you are.
Well, don't you think, though, this year, though, because we've talked to some people. We had
Action Network.
Yeah. Colin Wilson on.
Mm-hmm. He thinks
they're going to be great. Mm-hmm. Vegas thinks they're going to be great. So maybe Clay Helton, like, you know, maybe he'll prove everybody wrong this year. And if he doesn't, then you can fire him. It's easy.
Well, but here's the thing. If they win 10 or 11 games, great. Go back to mediocrity. You will not consistently win under Clay Helton. I believe that.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.